just almost by sheer force of personality, although he's a fine flute player, Jean-Pierre Rampal made it possible for virtuoso flute players to have a career in big concert halls and tour the world like he did. There's the English Chamber Orchestra joining him in the E Major Flute Concerto No. 1 by Saverio Mercadante. Hope you enjoyed that. Something a little summery. I'm Lynn Warfel. It is just about 1 o'clock. This is your Classical Minnesota Public Radio, 99.5 KSJN Minneapolis, St. Paul. We're sharing the power of classical music with member support. Coming up, it is Performance Today, and you can catch up with them at yourclassicalmpr.org/performance today. Some really neat things there. If you haven't had a chance to explore the new website, Border Crossing performs three very rare early American hymns during a recent recording. They made really kind of a haunting performance. They were at Central Presbyterian Church in St. Paul on Cedar Street in St. Paul. And there's a wonderful story behind it, too. All these church tunes published before 1861, largely forgotten, all part of the work of the University of Minnesota professor Peter Mercer and his American Classical Hymns Project. That and more at our website.
This sounds like it might be relatively easy to play on the piano, but Jeffrey Gahane says, don't let that fool you.
It sounds incredibly simple. In fact, the physical control that's required is considerable, but what it's really about is listening to the connection, to the relationship of one tone to the next.
The notes may be simple, but developing the physical control to play them in a way that sounds almost like singing, well, that takes years. And that only happens when you've worked on the art of listening. From APM, American Public Media, it's Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. Coming up, he's a fine pianist partly because he's such a good listener. Jeffrey Gahane playing piano and conducting the New York Philharmonic in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 6. Jeffrey Gahane on the way, conducting and playing piano with the New York Philharmonic. Here he is conducting the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Hilary Hahn playing solo violin. Alan Vogel playing the solo oboe. This is the opening movement from a concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. Hilary Hahn playing solo violin, Alan Vogel playing the solo oboe. That's the opening movement from the Oboe and Violin Concerto by Bach. Jeffrey Kahane conducting that recording by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. From APM, American Public Media, it's Performance Today, a daily guided tour of recent concert highlights from around the world of classical music. I'm Fred Child. Later in the hour, Bruce Adolph will join me with this week's Piano Puzzler, but let's begin with tango. Astor Piazzolla inspired several generations of composers and musicians with his brand of Nuevo Tango, tango that brought in elements of classical music and jazz. We're about to hear from one of the many groups Piazzolla inspired, but all of this, the entire Piazzolla sound, almost didn't happen. Astor Piazzolla was born in 1921. He learned about tango by listening to records. His favorite records featured the band of Carlos Gardel. A little Astor Piazzolla began playing bandoneon, the tango accordion, when he was 8 years old. He got very good very quickly, and when he was 12 years old, he met his idol, Carlos Gardel. In fact, Gardel invited him to go on tour. His father said, "Well, someday, Astor, someday, but now you're 12 years old. You're too young to go on tour." Little Astor Piazzolla was so angry at his father. But during that tour in 1935, there was a plane crash. Carlos Gardel and his entire band were killed. Astor Piazzolla might have been lost to the world at age 13 or 14, but he grew up to be the best-known tango composer in the world. Let's hear an ensemble inspired by Astor Piazzolla. They're called the Astor Quartet. Gidon Kremer playing violin and leading his band in a performance at the CBC Studios in Toronto. Let's hear two tangos, beginning with one called My Happiness by Yefim Rosenfeld.